League director from the state of Arizona, Miss Kim Hazuda. Come on, guys! Get up!
Because I'm the only one from Arizona here. Wow, convention was awesome. I'm just so excited to be here. Just a little bit of background. I was on a layover. I was flying for JetBlue at the time. And my son said, I have to meet with this Ryan Burns guy. And I'm like, whatever. I don't want to get in any of those things, you know. Anyway, so I ended up meeting with him. He signed me up. I made a goal to go ED. And I went to the first convention right after that a year ago. Wanted to go bronze, went bronze, went actually from manager to bronze in 1 month, in August. And it's been a whirlwind, and everybody here can do it. It's awesome. I'm really excited, and it really pays off. Okay, thank you.
All right, our next new executive director in the state of Utah, Mr. Michael Bertot.
All right. My background was in construction. I didn't graduate high school with the rest of my class. I graduated late, never went to college, so I did a lot of manual labor jobs for majority of my life, and found prepaid legal. It's been just over 5.5 years ago now, and this month so far has been amazing. I mean, going executive director has been a long time coming, but I've made this month, in income so far, what would have taken me almost 4 months in construction to do. So it's been an incredible blessing, but I didn't get there by myself. So I just want to take a moment to really thank my team, because without all of you, I wouldn't be standing here. Clancy Talbot for probably pushing me harder than anybody else to get to this level. All the state leadership, without all of you, I wouldn't be standing here. So I'm just really, really grateful and incredibly blessed to be standing here, and thank all of you.
Howdy. Man, it's just amazing to see how many executive directors we have in this state. This is crazy. Last month we did. We have one last month?
No.
All right. Next new executive director, Craig and Julie Christensen!
Woo! Too sexy for my love, loves.
You guys, prepaid legal, when we got started, it took us a while. Our daughter April talked to us I don't know how many times, and over a 3 month period, and we just kept telling her, no, we're okay with what we're doing. And but we finally, after watching her and Brett, come home and just be stay-at-home mom and dads with their two little girls and our granddaughters. We just thought, okay, somebody's got to tell us what they're doing. What's going on here? How are they just staying home every day? But the thing that means most to me about prepaid is the time that it's given to us to be able to spend more time with our family. And it's not even our family. It, like last night at the barbecue, we feel like we've got a whole new family with this, our prepaid legal family. The very first meeting I came to, I told April when I left, I was like, no way, hell no, I'm out of here. I was like, I'm not doing this because these people are way too happy, you know? I mean, I know. But now that I've got to know you guys and stuff, it's so much fun to be a part of this family and be able to participate in all the things that we do with you guys. But I really, at convention, I got a chance to get up and talk just a little bit about what prepaid meant to me and stuff. And it's going to do it to me again. Mm-hmm. It's so hard for me to talk about my family, but April and Brett have done so much for us and helped us so much. But Julie is really my driving force on this whole thing. It kills me to say this, but every day since I quit my job and doing prepaid, every day I get up in the morning because she leaves and goes to work down at Altview Hospital, and so she has to be there at 7, so she's up and out of there, you know, and then I get up later. But every day I either have in the bathroom on the mirror some note written to me or a letter, some kind of love letter written down on the kitchen counter, you know, just expiring or, you know, just trying to motivate me every day to keep going, and that means a lot to me. So
okay, I'll make this really quick, but first of all, going back to Craig's story, the moral of the story is that if your parents are your hardest sell, don't give up. They knew you when you were this high, and you're just like, oh no, what is she bringing home to us now? But this is an amazing, amazing opportunity, and the people in prepaid are just fantastic people. If you are brand new to it, you haven't had the opportunity yet to experience what we do when we go to convention, or even just everyday meetings that we are, our weekly meetings that we offer here. The people are full of integrity. And if you're all alone and you don't have these great people that are your own children to drive you and teach you what to do, the state leadership and all of us, we're here to help you and to show you every step along the way until you catch the vision for yourself. And so we just like to thank all of them and all of you and our team. Our team just really kicked in this last month, and they're awesome.
All right. Continuing on with the first family of prepaid legal in the state of Utah, Mr. Rusty Burns.
Thanks you guys so much. I think the highlight for this whole thing is watching, I don't have any kids yet or anything like that, but you know, when you get to be executive director, what was that? I heard a joke that I did. Oh, get some. Okay. But what I'm trying to say is when you make it to executive director, it's very rare that you do it on your own, and I certainly did not do it on my own in my case. And watching leaders on your team, new directors, Graham, Russ, I mean, Sandy, just you have a sense of pride that I've never really felt before, and I feel like it's something that maybe a father would feel, but I can't take credit for it. Those guys, they've taken this opportunity and ran with it, so I wanted to thank them especially. And many, many others. Ryan, I've never seen a better example of a servant leader. This guy, he worked so hard for not only me but his entire team, and he worked so hard last month. He actually got up before 10. I work a graveyard shift. Sometimes I come home, you know, on the weekends. I still do that, and not for very much longer, I don't think. But I come home and I'd see him up on the phone working for his team. It's an amazing thing. So, anyway, in the worst economy that I've ever seen, to make over $9,500, have a company pay us that or pay me that. This is an incredible opportunity, and I think that if anyone runs with it, they can do well. And thank you guys so much for everything that you've done.
Man, with all the money the Burns family's making, don't be surprised to see Burns Bank opening up real soon. All righty. Our next newest executive director, Mr. Lucas Hill.
Thanks so much. You can hear me. It's a pretty humbling experience to be able to walk the stage in front of so many people, but a lot of things that I wanted to say, and I think one that kind of is standing out in my mind the most is an experience last month on the way down to our incredible Super Saturday to see Mark Brown and Mark Shurtleff come and speak for us. I received a telephone call that informed me that another one of my lifelong best friends had been murdered because of the lifestyle that they chose to live. And as frustrating as it was, I had to maintain composure, you know, coming to an event and stuff like that. But it really makes me think of where my life would be if I would have kept down the same path that I was going. And I made some drastic changes before I got involved with Prepaid Legal, but nothing that launched me into as far as a direction as Prepaid Legal. I have to honestly look back at that same situation and look at my friends then, who I see sometimes and are still living the same life, and I look at my friends now. I look at the people that I surround myself with, and you know, I've been going through some rough things lately, and it just seems like my friends that I ask, you know, I ask them a question, and their reply is, you know, you don't have to ask for that. You've got it. I mean, Mr. Ben Burns, I was asking him for a favor the other day, something that meant a lot, and in the middle of my sentence, he cut me off, and he said, "Whatever I can do to help." And so I have to give it up, Mr. Hall, taking time out of his day to help me with a lot of personal situations that I've been going through. And the entire state of Utah, an incredible team who decided never to give up, who decided to stick with the events. You know, Mr. Ryan Burns, who never gave up on me. All the state leadership, you know. I can tell you guys, a lot of people that are new in the room, I didn't have success in this business because I was good at it. That wasn't the reason why. It's because I stuck around. And I surrounded myself with the people who were having success. I showed up at every single event. A lot of people have reasons to not make it to the events, and I think that a lot of times our reasons become our excuses, or our excuses become our reasons, vice versa. So don't let your excuses become your reasons. Stick or stay, and you'll get your pay, and never give up. God bless.
Is Chris Garvin here? I think Thursday night he said he had a conflict, and so I just, Christopher Garvin works out the Provo briefing. He had executive director. If you see him, congratulate him. He's not here. But let's keep moving on. Our next newest executive director, Mr. Mark Aspinall!
Well, Well, thank you, everybody. Well, you know what? Kind of like everybody else, I'd like to thank my team, because what Prepaid Legal means to me, and people that have known me a long time, they realize that I usually don't do things really for myself. One of my big things in life is I love to help people. When I was younger, My background is a general contractor. When I was 17 years old, I decided to become a father. Love my three children. They're my life. They're everything I live for. I started a career as a general contractor. I built me a nice sized business. I thought I was going to be able to retire here. I should be retired about now in my life with where I was going, but the economy and some personal stuff kind of took my life into a different place. I found myself raising my three children by myself. That's when, and I'll be honest with you, that's when my mom made me come and see Prepaid Legal. So, it was one of these situations where I said, Mom, I don't really want to see this. And she said, Marky, I'm not kidding. Get down here and watch this thing. So, hour later, I was signing papers, and I'm wrong. So, Mom, I'm wrong. But I love my mom. I'm thankful very much for, you know what, all of my team, because this isn't about me. This is about my team. I have some incredible leaders that have been able to get me to executive director, and they work really hard, and I try and stumble through this, but I'll tell you what, for the new people in the room, you don't necessarily have to be good at this. You just have to find people who says it? Dan Foster, I think it was, that says, you have to find people smarter and better looking than you. I'm up here now because I found a lot of smarter and better looking people than me. So, but anyway, I guess I have to say, you know what? What Prepaid Legal means to me is when I was a general contractor, I would work sun up to sundown. I broke a lot of bones in my body. I bled more times than most people have trying to be a general contractor, and it dumped me on my rear. The problem with that is I was always working. I was trying to raise three kids. I was trying to make a living. But in the summer, I had a lot of money and no time. In the winter, I had a lot of time and no money. Prepaid Legal this month, or last month actually, paid me a little over $11,000. And I took my kids to school every morning. So, that's what prepaid legal means to me, and I absolutely love this company. Thank you.
All right, our next newest executive director, Mr. Scott Merlick.
Suits are so foreign to me. I got two. And for those of you who know me, the only reason I'd ever get a suit is if I hit executive director or got called to the bishopric. So it did. The bishopric didn't happen, so that's why I got the suit. But I would like to start off by thanking my team. I know that everybody said everything about their team, but I've heard this said when I first got in the business that it's great when you can get out of bed in the morning and figure out who you can help. I think Darnell Self said that. And that is truly my motive these days. Is when I get out of bed, is who can I help today? Whether it's placing a plan, or if it's working with my team, or just helping somebody else because I have the time to do it and the freedom to do it. Most of you know my background. If you've been to some events, you've heard me talk before, but my background was corporate America. I worked for two Fortune 500 companies, was laid off from both of them. But I was vice president level at both of those companies and laid off from both of them. So I thought I'm going to take my destiny into my own hand and go into real estate. Yeah, that's right. Hey, you laugh, but I closed one this week, so. It only took a year and a half, but. But yeah, real estate is not exactly what it used to be, for sure. And I was working a lot of hours, putting a lot of time into that company, and not getting any pay out of it. So, you know what, guys, just plug into the events, because I'll tell you why it changed me in one single event. I came to a training with Mr. Tony Hughes, and he said something and a light bulb just went on. And from that time, my whole outlook has changed. I spent more time on prepaid legal in the last 2 months than I have on real estate, and it's paid me a heck of a lot more than real estate has. Last month, I did a little over $9,000. So, and thanks to Randy Harrison, who helped me this last month, we went to lunch the day before they made the announcement of the $79 associate, Fast Start associate. And the very next day, we were mapping out my director charge because I had a goal to go director because I was still a manager. And in the next 18 days, we build a director. And then 3 days later, one executive director. So anybody can do it, guys. You guys can do it. And I'd like to thank Michael Hurd for sponsoring this business, pulling me away from the NCAA championship game to come to a briefing. But, you know, you guys pay attention to these guys. They know what they're talking about. And look to your upline for help, and they'll help you. And this is a great company. I love your brother.
Our next level is not just executive director, it's when you've helped somebody else on your team become an executive director. Then you move up to what we call the bronze executive director level. And I apologize, Kim, because I took you out of order, because she went from manager to bronze executive director. And I had originally thought she went executive director. She actually jumped from manager to bronze exec in 1 month. So, again, give her... But now our newest bronze executive director, Mr. Benjamin Burns!
Luke's right. This is pretty humbling up here. I can't take much credit. We're going to talk about the team again. Fortunately, Rusty was so stubborn, he ended up underneath me. So he's my bronze guy. But once he made that decision, he just ran with it, and I don't even need to worry about him and his team anymore. And that's what's really important, is finding those leaders that will take it and so you can move on and find more leaders. But I think most important that I've learned from this is, of course, we're doing it as a family, but I'm starting to build those genuine, real family relationships with everyone here in the room, and you get a lot of inspiration from a lot of people. Mike Bertot's one that I've watched from afar and then got to build a relationship with him, and he's always been a great mentor, and just he's always on target with it. And Luke's like a brother to me now, man. We all get together at Ryan's place, and we're running leads, or we're calling our warm markets, or working with our team or whatever, and somebody will get one, and they start screaming, and it could be on any level of the house or whatever, and then everyone else starts screaming, and we run up and jumping up and down, and we're having fun. And I'm telling you, the associations are powerful. So I just want you all to know that being here and building those relationships are so much more valuable than any relationships outside of here. And bring those people in here so they can be a part of it too.
All right, next, bronze executive director, Mr. Randy Harrison!
First of all, thanks so much, guys. It's a real pleasure to be here. Ryan, I heard that from Dave, so I'm going to tell you the real story. I turned it down twice. You guys didn't know that. I got a call one night, in the evening, and a gentleman, Greg Hyde, one of my uplines, says, "I got something for you." I says, "What is it?" And he says, "Oh, well, I just got to meet with you." I says, "Nope, what is it?" And he says, "No, I got to meet with you." I says, "No, I'm not going until you tell me what it is, prepaid legal." He says, "I'm not going. I'm not interested." You know, it was just flat out, because I tried a lot of network marketings, and, well, the rebounds and the juices, I guess we've all heard about those. So he twisted just a little bit more, says, "Come in." I says, "All right, let's meet at breakfast." I didn't want to disrupt my day, and I said, 7 in the morning, seriously. So we met at 7 at breakfast, and I'm probably the only one again, and he did this. He filled out my paperwork. I says, "What do you need?" As soon as he could fill out, "How much do you need?" There you go. I really, and it took me probably, you saw me about 2 months to even come to a meeting. So, you know, a little bit started happening. I introduced him to a gentleman that owned a restaurant, Chris Zakas, Jim's restaurant. He came underneath me. Unfortunately, they put him under there. I thought I was going to be real smart this time. I'm going to see if Chris does anything. Well, he sure did. He started putting people there, and I saw things starting happening. And I said, "Okay, this is working," because I remember my first check I got, $367, the next month in the thousands of dollars. And it's paid me now about over $60,000. And that's still, I could say, part-time, because I'm still running the business that I'm still working with. And but I'm very fortunate for prepaid, because last year, one of my big accounts that I had, and it really was about half my income, you know, they took it to dive about 80%, and you know, in the marketplace, and that was about $8,000 to $10,000 in my pocket a month. So I was just counting on that as a single guy. That was just extra money there, but very, very fortunate for prepaid and the friendships of all of you, and you know, the leadership here that's shown me. And you know, guys, I can say, if you just stick it out and stay with it, I mean, it does work. And I consider him a good friend. I don't know if you remember Rulon Gardner, the Olympic champion wrestler. I actually wrestled too a little bit there. But he's got a book out, Never Stop Pushing. And if you just keep going, good things happen. And thanks to my team, Scott. You know, good things happen, ED. And I want to recognize a few people, if it's okay. You know, Michael Hurd, you've been fantastic. Melanie's in there. Good to see you guys out, because as you're staying executive, you've got to stay at that level, you know, so much memberships and qualify a month, and, you know, having that team with you to, you know, keep those memberships going. And thanks for doing that and keeping going for months. And so it's awesome. Thanks, guys.
We're going to name him just Mr. Nonchalant. Oh, so happens. Life ED happens. Oh, well. An extra $60,000 part-time in addition to your extra income. All right. Next, newest bronze executive directors, Brett and April Cook.
Platinum, you can do that. Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe next time we'll come up separate. You guys, I just want you guys to understand, you guys hear so much about the team culture and, you know, how amazing everybody's teams are. And I know as a new person that for some of you it's just kind of like, okay, who are these people? I'm kind of with my dad. We're not a very touchy-feely with strangers kind of family. So first time I walked in here and everybody's giving high fives, and I was like, I am so glad I didn't bring anybody with me. Like, I was so embarrassed. And you know what I realized is that these people are so happy, but it's because we're so used to everybody outside of prepaid that hates what they do, or they're okay with what they do, but they have no time for their family, and just they're not happy. And everybody in here loves what they do.
I hate working for other people. I can't tell you how many times I call in sick. When I used to have a job, I'd call in sick more than I went to work. I mean, and, you know, when they were tired of it, I'd jump to the next job. You know, I mean, it was like, I hated working for other people. And I can tell you, we work so hard at this. But it's because we love what we do. And if we don't want to work, if it's a day that I'm just like, oh, let's take the kids to the park, let's do some, we can. We don't have to lie to anybody and tell them that we're sick. Or, you know, we just get to do whatever we want. And it makes you want to push harder and work harder. But I can't tell you how amazing this is that we've built such amazing friendships and been able to meet such great people. But for me right now, what's been so neat is that we have our entire family in this. I have both sets of my grandparents involved in this. I have my aunts and uncles involved and my parents involved and, you know, brothers and sisters and everybody. And right now, we pretty much have everybody at a level. I've got senior associate brothers and sisters. I've got, you know, managers that are aunts and uncles and everybody. I've got directors that are grandparents. And I've got, you know, executive directors that are parents. And so we're playing this out as a family. And we're doing this. But to be able to know that this is what we get to teach all the kids in our family, that you don't have to work for somebody else. That you don't have to work for somebody else's dreams. And that nobody in my family will ever think that anymore. That you're going to work to achieve your own dreams. And we're going to work as a family to be able to achieve unbelievable lifestyles. So you guys, no matter where you are in this, stick it out. Because there are going to be some hard times. But those rewarding times, those good times, are so worth the bad times. Because there is nothing better than what you're going to see here today. So just don't give up.
All right, guys, I'd first of all like to thank so much our in-laws, Craig and Julie Christensen, because, of course, they put us to the bronze executive director level. So thank you so very much. And all their hard work, please give them another round of applause. Absolutely. Second of all, just like you said, team culture, I like to really thank our team because, you know what, every month, day in, day out, you still push, you still what you need to do, but your team is right there with you. So thank you so much to our team. And I was actually the opposite of April, where I had a hard time calling into work. My wife one time tried to get me to call into work, and I was sick calling into work sick, you know, because I was like, oh, I can't do this, you know. I was the person that went out there and just busted butt for anybody I could. And with this prepaid legal opportunity, now you get to do it for yourself. You don't have to worry about bosses or have to worry about going on vacation. You do it when you want to. And that's what prepaid legal means to me. I'd like to also thank the leadership of the state, because without you guys, no one could do this without you guys. So thank you very much, guys.
Once you've created two separate lines of sponsorship that achieve executive director, we move you to the silver executive director position. And this is actually the level that I was at when I got my six-figure ring. So you are making some great money at the silver executive director level. And our newest silver executive director in the state, Mr. George Wilkinson!
I'm not going to waste a lot of your time because I know we've got a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, one thing I want you to understand is a lot of people in here talked about sticking and staying and getting your pay. You know, one thing you have to understand is money's important. Don't get me wrong. But time is far more valuable. See, about 3 years ago, I lost my granddaughter in a drowning accident. And I realized that if I wouldn't have had the time with those kids, that money meant nothing. So a lot of people are in here right now thinking it's all about the $100,000, $1 million. You know what? It's all about lifestyle. And it doesn't matter what you do. And all I want to do is help other people to have that same lifestyle. Matter of fact, my goal is to help the most people ever inside my business, outside of my business. There's a lot of people I've worked with in here that I don't even know whose team they're on. It doesn't matter. That's what it's all about, helping other people. Helping other people get what they want, you'll get what you want. Stay in the game.
Awesome. righty. Now, for those of you that might have thought you were at a golf tournament and you were doing the nice tea party clap, or you were standing there thinking, I hate these people that make that much money. All they do is brag about what they earn. When I was broke, I hated to hear all the other people talk about their success. Thank you. I picked up George's. We're a little too close there, buddy. This next level is off the charts. There's about 20 people in the company, on average, that have achieved this level. Some people, it took them a decade to get to this level. This next gentleman did it in less than 2 years. When you help one person, you go bronze. When you help two separate lines go executive director, that's silver. When you help three separate lines go executive director, that's gold. He skipped over gold and went straight to platinum executive director. Get on your feet for Mr. Ryan Burns!
Every time you get up here, you, as an executive director, you're always thinking of the same thing. You notice every person who came up here. I honestly didn't even think about going and saying something about hitting platinum. I was so excited about my brothers and Mr. Hill and Scott Merlick. It's just crazy that some of these people who hit executive director were bouncing in and out of Players Club 5. And then they decided they're going exec last month. And now they're on track to go exec again because of a decision that they made. I just think it's incredible how much attention we give to somebody who we've inspired four people total. I mean, four people who have decided to go executive director. I mean, we make such a big deal out of platinum, but do we realize how many people want to change their lives and how many people want to stay home with their families and make five times the money they've ever made in their life before and be home and set your schedule the way you want it? When we were in Vegas, I had the chance to get up just for a few minutes, and I thanked a lot of the people that had helped me so much. And then my time ran out, and the most important person that was on my list, I didn't have a chance to say something. This man, week in, week out, Mr. Dave Hall, has people laughing and crying. Every Thursday night, we have a training. And I'll tell you what, I was too intimidated to call him when I started the business. I didn't think I could. He had 10,000 people on his team. I thought it was against some rule or something, you know? But, you know, me and my sponsor, I think she was in the business for 2 weeks, so we were kind of figuring this thing out together, but you know what, we got a phone number that we could call, and Mr. Hall had a training set up for us every single week that we could go to and listen to a $100,000 ring earner tell us how he did it and how every 12 days we have a new family doing it. It's not that we have these such extraordinary people. We have committed people who are plugging into a system, and anybody in here can do this, you guys. Anybody can do it. Platinum is four people that you inspire to change their lives, period. And it's not me going to do the work for them. They did the work, and they all know it. And so, guys, everybody here can do it, and the income is a lot of fun at the platinum level. Thank you so much.
Way to go, bud. Segment of recognition that just because we had so many advancements, I didn't have this next group. walk the stage, but nonetheless, none of the people up here would be where they are if it wasn't for all the people in Players Club. And so what we're going to do is everyone, 5 or 10, everyone that's in Players Club, please stand up. Give them all a hand. Give them all a hand. All right, let's give them a Players Club for 3 months. Stay standing. 3 months, stay standing. If you've been in Players Club for more than 6 months, stay standing. If you've been in Players Club for more than a year, stay standing. These are the people qualified for car allowances. Notice the front row. That's a clue. Players Club's where the money's at. If you've been in Players Club for 2 years, stay standing. 3 years, stay standing. 4 years. Stay standing. Look at that, man. 5 years. 6 years. And thank you, Mr. Wilkins, who's been in like 8 years. Yeah, that's a count. 8 years. All right. I want you to, you know, notice the common denominator of all the new executive directors. They're plugged into the 10 core commitments. The 10 core commitments is where it's at. And I can tell you right now, if you plug in and just say, you know what, I'm going to be religious about the 10 core commitments. And if you don't have them, get the power training before you leave today. Put it in your car and study it. You guys, the 10 core commitments will retire you, regardless of what your background is. I think the diverse background that you saw here today from, where's Lucas? I don't know. He didn't say what his job was before prepaid legal. And it sucked. It really sucked. His, you know those porta potties on construction sites? He sucked them out. I thought running the shop vac sucked. I'd much rather pick up loose gummy bears, cornflakes, Cheerios, and loose change than what he was sucking, okay? I mean, go from that background, from professional business owners and everything in between. The common denominator is they said, you know what, I'm going to stop making excuses. I'm going to be at the events every single week, and I'm going to plug in, and I'm going to be teachable. And we got the 10 core commitments from the only man on the face of the earth that has gone out and built organizations that did over $1 billion in sales in 3 separate network marketing companies. So this gentleman knows the common denominators that it takes to become successful. And he owned his own network marketing company when prepaid legal, Mr. Stonecipher, contacted him and actually wanted him to become a consultant to help prepaid legal figure out why we weren't hitting the success that we should with such an incredible product. And after this gentleman, Mr. Jeff Olson, took a look at prepaid legal, he decided he didn't want to be a consultant for prepaid legal. He wanted to be in prepaid legal. And he sold his entire company to prepaid legal, and we merged them into the fold. And I'll tell you, that'll be go down in history as one of the best business acquisitions that this industry has ever seen, right up there with the merger of Blastoff. And now we have Mr. Jeff Olson sharing with you his vision of where Blastoff is going to go and the importance of it. Are we queued up, ready to go? All right, we've got a quick clip from Mr. Jeff Olson from convention. Lights.
Yo, April Fools, just a joke. No. Hey, first of all, especially for you, your people are going, I'm not internet savvy. Understand, if all you did is go talk to 12 people and 25% convert, that's 3. and that starts your viral network, right? Don't get lost in all this stuff. I mean, anybody can do this if you can just talk to even 12 people. You know, everything, Bill did an excellent presentation, but he talks about, you know, how life works and how things come to you in mysterious ways. And I want to just kind of share with you, you know, we have a real friend of our company who's a banker for our company, and he's also the individual who introduced our nominated Harlan Stonecipher for Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And he was the banker who was sitting in that meeting when Bill Rogers made that presentation and walked up to him and said, "You meet Harlan Stonecipher, I want you to meet him. Mr. Rick Rogers, will you stand up? Right here. Turn around. It's the guy right here. Wouldn't happen if you hadn't been there. There he is. Just think if he had the flu that day and didn't go to the meeting. You know, this wouldn't happen. Life's mysterious sometimes, but it always seems to work the way it's supposed to work. And so, here's what I'm just going to kind of wrap up and cover a few things that these guys talked about. First of all, I want to congratulate all the Platinums who knew about this and didn't talk. I didn't think that was possible. Okay? You know, I've always had a saying about secrets. I don't have a problem keeping secrets as everybody I tell them to does. You know, but they did a good job. You know, the thing you need to understand, too, is Blastoff could have done this without us. Could have done us just fine without us. It was that meeting happened just by chance. But really, maybe it wasn't by chance. If you believe in certain things, maybe there was a reason, okay? And that led to us. They weren't looking for us, but they found us. And quite honestly, through the meetings, as he talked about, we couldn't figure out what it was. There was just something special here. Because we are a special company. That's why I'm here. This company is special in the network marketing industry. It's a different kind of company, okay? But through that, we have this exclusive relationship with this company, okay, that you get to have to go out there. And this, you know, this is a real company. It's a real, I mean, these contracts that they have are real contracts. I've seen shopping deals come and go in network marketing, and they're just deals. The latest one was Shop to Earn. I call it Shop to Scam. You know what? But it was a $500 buy-in, and you got nothing but a joke, and it exploded. Okay, and it didn't have 1/1,000th of what this has. Okay, but it exploded because people were interested in it. This is a real company with real contracts. I need you to really understand that. You know, through this process, when you think about it, as of tomorrow, in the network marketing world, we are the number one internet presence in the entire internet network marketing world. Number one. You can't go to any company in the industry who has a better internet presence than we'll have. And a home page like we have, nobody else out there has this. Everybody in the industry is going to want it, and they can't get it. We put the firewall between us and them. You have the number one shopping experience in the history and ever going forward of network marketing. Number one. Believe me, the Amway people are crying when they see this. We pay more than they pay. You know, okay. Yeah, then everybody is trying to figure out social media. Everybody is. It's already done. We've already gotten out. We will have the number one social media presence in the network marketing world out there. Number one. Tomorrow. Immediately. It's done. Okay. And we have the number one tool for exposure. Number one tool. And you get it pays you money to do it. I mean, that's what you're getting here. It's an amazing thing. So here's what you want to do between now and the 27th, the third, starting tomorrow, the 27th. First thing you want to do is what? Convert everybody in your downline, right? Because remember, for the next 2 weeks, all we're doing is going after our downline. It's 2 weeks from now, our entire downline goes after the world. You understand that? So you convert every single person in your organization. What's the other thing you do? You rebirth your organization. What I mean by that, all those zeros, no longer zeros, all those people aren't doing anything, they now, you want to re-engage them and get them back in the process, right? So you want to go back and rebirth your entire organization. What is the other thing you want to do? You want to build your organization. You heard the presentation, what Darnell and Brian went through. You want to keep building it. So if you have a tree of, you know, X%, And this many people are alive. You want to get as many people alive as you have, but you want to continue to build that tree between now. So this is not just, this is a great recruiting time these next 2 weeks. You want to double the size of your tree, okay? Either by getting people relit up or getting new people into your tree. And at the same time, everybody, all those people got to be doing what? Looking for databases. Databases. Their database. Everybody's got their database, their Facebook, their Twitter, their LinkedIn, or they got their address book. But databases could be your mailing list at the church, the soccer league. The data, it's just lists of people, okay? You just want to get getting lists. So you're taking your existing organization, you're converting everybody that's out there. You're rebirthing the ones you can, which I think you can go get a bunch of them because it's what? Fun. It's easy. It's free. Why would I say no? If they say no to this, they're just cuckoo. And this is just, do they are. They're cuckoo cuckoo-ramas, okay? You move on, okay? Then you go add to your organization. This should be a recruiting extravaganza. Because you have that $72 price for just a couple weeks, okay? So you build your list and you get all those people building a list. Come the 27th, then we turn that army and we hit databases, right? We hit databases. At that time, at first of the month of October, we go to $249. It should be easy to recruit at $249. Shop to scam earn had nothing, okay? $500 buy-in was bringing it in by the thousands until everybody figured I was stupid, okay? But $249 shouldn't be a hindrance at all. So come the first of the month, we keep building that tree and getting databases, okay? So you use this as a way to recruit. In my opinion, this story is one of the best recruiting stories there is. Because think about this. It's a good way to look at it. Let's take somebody out there in the marketplace that's going to hear about this on the, when it starts up, on the 12th of October, okay? On the 12th of October, that's the rest of the world, okay? That person's sitting there. We're sitting here, okay, 4 weeks in front of that. You have a built-in network already, okay? So you get to do what? Convert, rebirth, add new people to it, start building lists, right? Come the 27th, we start attacking. We continue to add people to our tree because every one of them needs to get in as an associate. They want to do what? They have their list. And so everybody, you want to get them in, so you're building. We attack the marketplace. Now it's 4 weeks from now, and then another person shows up that didn't come from our organization. You know how far ahead you are? I mean, they're going to be just standing there by themselves. You're standing here inside of a network marketing company. There's no other network marketing company that they can ever go stand inside of. You'll be the only people ever can attach a business opportunity to Blastoff. Nobody else can ever do that. So think about, I mean, after the 12th of October, the poor person that gets in somewhere else and doesn't come in with us, they miss the whole thing. They miss the whole thing because they got blast off. We get what? A business op with a built-in genealogy that allows you to build a huge organization of people who have databases. You understand the huge difference between you and if somebody shows up, say, on the 12th of October? So you need to take advantage of that. I mean, you guys are in a really unique place, and nobody can ever come and take that away from you. So the main thing I'd like to say to every one of you people is you know, special moments like this don't come very often. Mr. Stonesiver doesn't say rebirth of his company very easily. You know, because that's almost a reply, like, I got to do something different. But the words were there, put there because we wanted to imply to you how big this is. This is really a shifting of the paradigm of our company. And we're doing something that nobody else in this industry can even respond to us and do. I mean, we will be the number one internet presence company in network marketing, the number one social media company in network marketing, number one shopping experience in network marketing, number one exposure tool in network marketing, number one income opportunity with this in network marketing, and we have the exclusive to it, okay? So what I'd ask all of you to do is just take this time very, very seriously. I would say if you ever... We're going to go for, you know, that old saying, 90 days of pain for a lifetime of gain. If you are ever going to finally do it, finally get out of your own way, finally get out of your comfort zone, Finally quit worrying about what those other idiots say, okay? And finally go and do something. There's ever been a moment, it's right now, okay? Because this, all that's going to happen here is a year from now, Prepaid Legal is going to be a better company. It's going to have a better product. There's going to be a better marketplace. And we're going to have Blast Off attached to us. And there's going to be millions and millions and millions of people whose homepage sees Prepaid Legal every single day. And anytime they click through, it goes right back to you, and it pays through your tree, okay? Take advantage of it. Don't miss this. God bless you. Thank you. Go.
I just think I'm overwhelmed to think how powerful this tool is that we have. I mean, can you imagine, and just a little insight that they shared at the RVP meeting that they didn't share on stage here. There was another very, very large network marketing company that was positioned to take Blast Off public, and it wasn't Prepaid Legal. A company that is a lot larger than Prepaid Legal, associate-wise, that was going to take Blast Off through the launch phase. And Mr. Stonecipher went in and bought the rights to keep everybody else out forever. And he paid a big check to do that. So, can you imagine if another company out there got this tool, and next thing you know, they started approaching people in your organization, showing them how exciting this is, and distracted your entire team. I mean, it will hit the industry, and there's a lot of people in other companies that it will just dump their organizations straight into yours when they see the what we have. It will cripple a lot of other companies out there, simply because of the viral aspect of it. And you guys, buckle up. Get ready to go for a ride. It's going to be an incredible ride over the next few months. If you've ever wanted to be like one of these execs that walk the stage and talk about those incomes are peanuts compared to what's going to happen in the near future here. I remember when we had just a few, me and Mr. Wilkinson, I think my mom, three executive directors a little over a year ago in the whole state. And we said, you know, we talked about going to events down in California where they would fill up the whole front row or even two rows with executive directors. I said, someday we'll be there. And you look, we have not only filled up the entire front row, we've got some of our execs now on the second row because we couldn't get them a seat on the front row. There'll be a time in the not too distant future where this whole front section will have to be executive directors. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know of an event place that can hold a Super Saturday when we have that many. We'll have to rent out the old Delta Center, Energy Solutions Arena. Sorry, the Jazz game has been canceled tonight because of a PBR. Like that. I don't know. But we are exactly where, you know, California was just a few short years ago. And, you know, today you go to their Super Saturdays, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in attendance. You know, Mark Smith signed up a year after I did. Last year he made over $800,000. He signed up a year after I did. So don't let the income levels up here be your maximums, because you can do a lot more than what we're actually doing right now in this business. One of the ways to make, hey, a lot more money, be a full-service associate. You know, make sure that you understand all the money on the table that's out there. One of the arenas that is absolutely incredible, that is completely untapped here in the state of Utah, is our small business arena. And one of the best trainers in the entire United States for training you on how to get involved in that is Mr. George Wilkinson. We're going to give a few minutes for him to tell you why you need to be plugged into that. Give it up for Mr. Wilkinson.
I don't know, I did a briefing the other night yelling. I figured I could do it again. It's not a big deal. Did you guys notice on the Blastoff site that there were several options for people to choose? Did you notice there's a $75 business plan on there? You need to also understand, you must be certified to receive commissions, or it will go right up your genealogy and find the first person. You really want to understand that, but you also want to understand this. You have one shot with a business owner to make sure they understand how the service works. And you can go ahead and get certified online. That's great. But I'll tell you this much. If you get trained, you're actually going to keep those people. And trust me, most of my team are business owners. That's where I recruit from. Mr. Hardy, one of our directors up here, that was the one thing that really pushed his hot button, and that's what he does. I remember at the last event we had Jim Welch there with Statewide Insurance. First event he's ever attended, number 8 producer for the entire company on the legal plan for the self-employed. Next Saturday there's a training for the small business. All the details are on the flyer in the hall. Make sure you get there. If you've already done the training and you want to retake the training, I would highly encourage it. Where's Cloyd? Where you at, Cloyd? Cloyd, how many times have you been to my training now? Where do you live? No excuses. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, another part of the business is the employee benefit side, the group division of the company. And we have a fabulous group vice president here in the state of Utah to tell you a little bit about, more about that, Ms. Deanne Foster.
Hi, yes, the employee benefits group division, group marketing. You'll be surprised at how many people won't buy something unless their employer says it's a good thing. And so they buy into the validation of their employer. And we have a great service. You can take it to employees as a group benefit at a discount for them. And it's portable, and you need to come and learn about that. You may not want to, and you may not be interested in working in the group division yourself, but you may know some people that would be very good at it, who are professional salespeople. And you need to know how to talk the talk, and you need to understand what this division of the company is so that you can talk to those people intelligently about it. Our next group school is October 2nd and 3rd. The location is to be announced, so watch the, is it Utah PPL? UtahPPL.com, those details will be on the calendar there. Also coming up in November is our advanced product training. I've got a really fun surprise scheduled for that. But I need some help with it. So if you have had any really great success stories with the membership, either with Identity Theft Shield or with the legal plan, either you or one of your members, they don't have to be associates. If you have a member who is not an associate and they've had a really great success story using the attorneys or with the Identity Theft Shield, will you let me know? And you may be featured in this really fun surprise presentation I'm going to be putting together. Just email me at deannemfoster@prepaidlegal.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E, M as in Mary, which is not my middle name, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, @prepaidlegal.com. Thanks.
All right. We didn't plan on taking so much time on recognition. Y'all lit this place up with recognition. We had a training clip by Mr. John Malott that I wanted to show, but in essence of time, being able to show that and then promote for next month's event and be out of here by our contracted time, we're going to have to cut a little bit of something out. So we will share his motivational clip for one of the upcoming core trainings, that you'll be able to see it. Let me give you a real quick update on what's going to be happening over the next month at the core trainings. Thursday night, we started from ground zero with the blast-off thing. My email box, my phone voicemail and stuff has lit up with people saying, hey, Dave, I'm confused about this. How does this work? How does that work? And so it's new to us, too. And so we took a brand new associate agreement from that had not flipped a switch from day one and showed you guys how to turn it on, how to activate it, and the value in the back office. There are still some buttons that are not live. There are some aspects that have not been turned on and won't be turned on until after the 27th. And then there'll be even more resources added after the 12th. How to import your Facebook contacts, how to check and see who's accepted it and who hasn't, and how to market it more efficiently. Every single week for the next month, we will be dedicating a portion of our core training strictly to blast off, to answer your questions and show you how to use it because it's new to all of us. And right now, timing is critical. You can't afford to wait a month to figure out how this works. You need to get out there and understand it now. So we will be dedicating some time to that. Make sure that you are plugged in. You understand that. This is going to be an extremely powerful, powerful resource. Now, I want to get to our guest that's going to be coming next month because we have a video clip that we want to show you a little bit out of, about his lifestyle and what Prepaid Legal has done for him. And we were only able to get this guest because Mr. George Wilkinson, this is his upline, he contacted him, arranged it, and I'll tell you, I've been wanting this guy here for years. This is an absolute incredible, incredible success story in Prepaid Legal. A guy who went from mowing lawns to millionaire. Ladies and gentlemen, now Mr. Michael Dorsey. Give it up!
Welcome to the Dorsey home in sunny Florida.
Come on in.
Amy and I met in
a sports bar watching, I think, baseball, Braves game, something was on.
They all wanted to go up to the sports bar to watch the Braves play.
You know, I had gotten off work. My girlfriend's kind of drugged me there.
So they kind of convinced me to go, and I walked in, and I saw Amy, and we immediately locked eyes, and I was like, whoa. Who's that?
Saw each other across the room, and we, I guess, had some mutual friends.
You know, she was looking at me, and I'm like, is she really looking at me? I'm looking over at my friends, saying, she, you know, and I thought, hey, that's kind of cool. And
really kind of clicked, and, you know, had a nice time, had a nice talk, and then found out we lived in apartments right next door to each other. And
at the time, I think she was dating like three or four different Mikes, and I had a few girls that were calling, so every time I could pick her up for a date or something, you'd hear her listen to the answer machine.
You know, just kind of went from there and continued talking over the next few weeks and saw each other quite a bit, played tennis together. And
I said to her, I said, Amy, I said, I don't want to just be another Mike. You know, I want to be the Mike. You know, I want to be the person that's in your life and stuff. And she said, I do too, so.
6 months later, we were engaged and had a year engagement and, you know, got married. And after that, you know, that was kind of when we both said, okay, what are we doing? What are we doing for the rest of our lives? What are our goals for families? And, of course, we had discussed them before, but it was time that, okay, we're adults now, we're married now, it's time to get on with it. And
then our struggles started.
First couple years that we were married were, you know, a struggle. We did like most young people do. We had a small apartment and we unfortunately had to pay bills with our wedding money and, you know, took calculators to the grocery store and, you know, just little things like that. We had to pinch every penny. We worked a couple of jobs at a time. Michael started a small landscape business because he knew that it was going to take a little bit of time to get Prepaid Legal off the ground. And so he started that business and he got up at 5 a.m. and, you know, came home at dark. And I did the same thing. I worked for a bank. I got up first thing in the morning, worked all day, worked a second job at night because I knew that he wasn't coming home. He was going over to his dad's to make Prepaid Legal phone calls, you know, to build the business. So we really saw each other very, you know, very few times the first year and a half that we were married.
She said something about the calculators. I remember going to the grocery store with a calculator. And when I had that moment, I went back home and I said, that's it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it. I'm going for it. I don't care what anybody else says about me. I don't care what they think, what I'm doing. I'm going. I'm going to the top in this company, and nobody's going to stop me. And that's something you got to get inside yourself. When your why is big enough, nothing else matters. When your dream is big enough, the facts don't count. And you just have to find out what your reason is, what your desire, what your passion is, what is your why. And the biggest why was to be able to not worry about money, you know, to not worry about, you know, Amy having to go to work, you know, us having to put our children into daycare, whatever it might be. That was a huge thing for us.
You guys ready? You want Daddy Big Splash? Huh?
Alexis Lane is our oldest. She was born 2 years after we got married, and she just turned 7. She is very outgoing, loves everything, loves to swim like a fish, and great personality, great, great personality, adjusts to everything so well. You know, you could send her off with anyone or, you know, with anything, and she would just adjust. Reese came along a little shy of 2 years later. Reese Elizabeth is our shy one. She's quiet. She's very timid.
Very intelligent. Very quiet, but very intelligent. Very sensitive.
Reese is more like her dad. She likes to stop, smell the roses, take those little afternoon cat naps and relax. And Riley Grace just turned two. We had three birthdays we all just celebrated. Riley Grace has the strawberry hair that we're not quite sure still where it came from.
A little spitfire. I think that's where the red hair comes from. She's just a little spitfire, man. She goes Mach 2 with her hair on fire all the time. And, you know, she wants it right now. It's hers, and that's the way it's going
to
be.
Very much trying to keep up with her older sisters, of course. She's very aggressive. I think she's going to maybe kind of rule this race before long.
And I'm scared. It's funny because, you know, I guess I'm married now with three daughters, and it just totally blows me away because, you know, we have more drama in this house than Hollywood. I mean, we do. I'm not really looking forward to summer when they're all here all the time. I mean, I love them, don't get me wrong. We get to have a lot of fun and stuff, but there are moments when it's just, like I said, there's a lot of drama going on in the background. But one of the greatest things I love about being home with the girls, I get to be there with them every day, you know, which is just invaluable because we'll go swimming when they get home, you know, we'll jump in the pool, we'll go to the park, we'll go down to Dairy Queen and get an ice cream after dinner, or whatever we want to do, and that's kind of neat to be a stay-at-home dad, and they know whenever I go into my office, I shut the doors, that daddy's working, and they're real good about that, so it's been an adjustment, but it's been so... I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way.
You know, it's almost sad for us to think that there are so many families out there that, you know, the kids don't really see their fathers because they're, you know, getting up before the kids are up and they're leaving and they're sitting in traffic for 2 hours to get to work. And then they're getting home after their whole family's already had dinner and they're getting home at 7 or 8 at night when it's time for the kids to go to bed. So there's very little quality time there. And you know, I respect the fact that they're all working hard, but it just makes us realize how lucky we are that, you know, fortunate that we were blessed to have this opportunity and make the right choices. That, wow, you know, we kind of have our cake and eat it too because, you know, we have a great opportunity. We have a great business, but yet we also have time and time with our family and our kids that we won't ever get back. And then we have family dinners together. You know, we sit down to dinner together. And so few people can say that they do that. And for us, that's huge.
That's what the opportunity has for you. So the lifestyle, second to none. You know, but, you know, being daddy, you know, there's a difference between a father and a daddy, you know, and that's the key thing is I want to be daddy, you know, and they know me and I know them and they know they can always count on me. You know, my dad was always there for me, you know, growing up, and he told me, I think pretty much every day that I was the best, you know, I was the best, you know, every day he'd always say, Michael, you're the best, you're the best, you know, you're the greatest. And I always thought I was like the king of the world until I was like 9 and realized I wasn't, you know? You know, but that's the way that my dad instilled that confidence and just kept trying to work on me and helping me and those types of things. So I have to thank him for everything that I've been able to accomplish because I've learned so much from him as a mentor. And, you know, we miss him, but he's left a legacy, and Prepaid Legal allows you to do that. And he's touched so many people's lives and so many people's hearts. The outpouring of emails and cards and flowers and all the things that we received after he passed away a couple months ago was incredible to see how many people really cared about him and the impact that his life on this planet, you know, what it made. You know, how, you know, and that's the power of our business, the impact that he made on other people's lives, and, you know, it's just very powerful. My definition of true success is living life on your own terms without having to ask a boss whether you can do this or can do that. You know, when my dad was sick 6 months ago, I was able to go see him and go see him frequently, and that was important to me. I didn't have to ask somebody permission to go see my hero. To go see my father. I didn't have to ask them permission to do that. And so that was important to me to know that I can live life on my own terms. I don't have to ask permission from anybody. I can go do what I want to do when I want to do it. I don't have any challenges with that. There's no money challenges. There's you know, the only thing we have to do is coordinate who's going to make sure the kids are taken care of, you know?
And I think that's key for most people is just being able to do what you want to do. I mean, you know, everyone has different things that are important to them, and we're able to do what's important to us, and you know, hopefully people see that there are options and you can do what you feel is right for you, and like we have, and we're very proud to say that that's what we believed in and that's what we're able to accomplish.
How cool is that? When he gets here, he'll have the chance to tell you the rest of the story. Obviously, that's just a Reader's Digest version. I remember early on in my prepaid legal career going to convention and seeing Mr. Dorsey with his dad on stage. And Mr. Dorsey and Michael both started the business under one associate agreement as business partners. And as his dad got, you know, his health got worse and worse, he left the business to Michael. And, I mean, think about what a legacy that is. Those grandkids are growing up with a mom and a dad both at home living an incredible lifestyle because grandpa started a business that is willable, that is now left. And when, you know, Michael gets old and passes on, he can leave that business to the next generation. It's not about what you're going to do in the next 6 months, the next year. You're starting a business that is willable for many generations. And if you noticed, he was receiving his $250,000 ring in 2001 based on the plaque that was on his desk. You guys, we didn't even have prepaidlegal.com in 2001. You couldn't do anything online. Everything was paper apps and archaic. And he was still making $250,000. Yeah. He says the brick and no one knows what that means. Other than some of the old people know what that means. What you guys have today, I mean, was making $250,000 back when we had no technology in this company whatsoever. They were still paying your commission checks with an abacus. Well, okay, maybe not that far back. We got paid in shekels. No. But to see what we have now with not only prepaid legal coming online, but then a few years ago adding the identity theft product that just made it that much better, and now adding Blastoff and where it's going to take us in the next 5 years is going to be absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. But here's the people that are going to be on the ride with us. Those that are plugged in. Those that never miss an event. Here's how people miss events. They say, I'm going to see if I can make it. You know what? Next month, October 10th, Mr. Dorsey is going to be right here. And some people will leave this room saying, I'm going to see if I can make it to that event. And other people will say, it is non-negotiable. My life has changed. I will not miss the events. That's the difference. We look at the people that have stuck and stayed around the state of Utah for the last few years and their lifestyle today, and more importantly, where it's going to even increase to in the next few years. Those are the people that we see every single week plugging into the events, plugging into the trainings, plugging into the Super Saturdays. I only tell you that because I want you to be one of them. There's not a person in this room that I don't want you to have that same success that Mr. Dorsey is experiencing. But you are the pilot of that ship. You get to choose whether or not you're plugged in or not plugged in. You have an opportunity to have a multi-millionaire next month train you for 2 to 3 hours. It costs us $20. I don't know how often you get to hang out with millionaires and how much their time is worth, but for $20 you can spend half a day with a millionaire and have him personally mentor you on the things that he and his father did to create the legacy that they will be willing for many, many generations. If you want to guarantee that not only you have a seat there, but the people that you're going to recruit through Blastoff over the next month as we take this thing public, you can get 5 tickets for the price of 4. So if you want to get in free and have 4 for the people that you're going to recruit, great. I'm concerned that we're not going to be as lucky as we were on Thursday night. For those of you that were there Thursday night, we maxed out the room capacity and still had 50 people out in the foyer. And the Salt Lake Community College said, you're done. Cut it off. Send them home. They're not getting in. Fire marshal will not allow you to put one more person in that room. And fortunately, we talked to another network marketing company that had a section reserved, and we convinced them to give us their section so that we could put our people in that room. And we filled up, we filled up the last section. Unfortunately, we got everybody in there. next month at Super Saturday, I don't think we're going to be that lucky. We have an X amount of seating, and when it's gone, it's gone. I don't want you to go out and recruit five people this month, have an incredible month. First time in your prebate legal career that you went out and had success, and then you show up at the event, and because you didn't plan ahead for it, they say, I'm sorry, but you and your five people can't get in because we just don't have the capacity. So I'd strongly encourage you. I know early on in the business, I never left an event without tickets to the next event. And I didn't buy one ticket because that was saying, hey, I plan on coming back alone. I said, I ain't coming back alone to these events anymore. I'm coming back with a team. I'm going to have my team here. So I always made sure that I had extra tickets to get my team in the next event. And trust me, if you got the tickets and it sold out, you wouldn't have a hard time unloading those tickets. I wouldn't use that as a philosophy. I'd say I want them for my team coming back to the next event. We're also going to put together a special dinner Friday night. And it's not going to be for everybody to plug into. It's going to be a limited occupancy dinner. Most likely, there'll be a players club requirement to get into it. Mr. Wilkinson and I got to figure out how much seating we have at a restaurant before we will tell you where the bar is. Because once we announce where the bar is, we want everyone to be able to come. The previous events were players club qualified, but the executive directors alone would fill up the banquet room. So we're going to try to find somewhere with a little bit more capacity to make sure that we can get in more people. But the key is going to be activity between now and the next Super Saturday. Put it on your calendars, October 10th. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out today. We'll see you all at the events this next week. Have a great week.
Go Cougs.